Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
With me this week is Patty Nowlin, and we're going to be talking about a program they have that involves a community solar. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kathy. Great to be with you.
It's great to have you on. So tell us, what is the community solar thing all about?
So, you know, we've been around as an electric cooperative serving Southwest and Southeast Michigan for about 80 years, and we're constantly looking at new sources of electric generation, and so renewable energy is on a lot of people's minds. It's cleaner energy, it's a way to harness the resources of the sun or the wind or water, and so it's really growing in interest and popularity. And so community solar really is any opportunity for a group of people or a business to aggregate resources to bring solar to the designated beneficiaries. In our case, what it looks like is a huge solar array out on our property in Southwest Michigan.
I was amazed at the size. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
It's huge. Yeah, it takes up, I don't know, it's a couple acres that it takes up. Our array is 2,484 panels, so it's a pretty decent size. But it's a way for us to allow our electric customers to participate in renewable energy without having to put a system on their own house or in their yard. You know, for a lot of people, they have a real strong interest in it, but it can be very cost prohibitive to put your own unit up. In the case of solar, if you don't have a southern facing exposure on your rooftop, it's not nearly as effective. So it's just not something easy for people to access to do it on their own. And so what we did, working with our power supplier, which is Wolverine Power in Cadillac, Michigan, we built Spartan Solar MEC here in Cassopolis. And so it gives our electric customers a chance to subscribe to a panel, again, without having to have the infrastructure and cost and maintenance at their own home, and participate in renewable energy and reap the rewards of that with us handling the actual build and infrastructure and maintenance and so forth.
Exactly. So then they, like you said, they don't have to put it on their own house, but they actually purchase a panel, and then there are rebates and incentives available to them?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a great system. You know, a lot of people come into it and they ask, what's my return on investment? They think this is going to be a way to make a lot of money, and it's not designed that way. Again, what it is designed for is for people that feel very strongly about renewable energy, to give them a chance to participate with it. And so they're not actually purchasing a panel. They're subscribing to a panel, and it's over a 15-year period. And so each panel costs $600 up front, or our customers can pay for it on their bills, $10 a month over 5 years. And so the idea is that over that 15-year period, you're going to recoup your investment. You're not going to make a ton of money on it. You shouldn't lose money on it. You'll recoup your investment, but at the end of the day, you will have helped to add additional renewable resources onto the electric grid. So, Kathy, if you leased a panel, that energy is not going directly to your home. People want to believe that that's powering their computer or something.
It's not,
it's not going directly to your home. It's going back on the grid. But again, what it's doing is putting green renewable energy back on the grid. And the cool thing is with Wolverine, as our generation and transmission cooperative, they're already the state leader in renewable energy. And so community solar arrays like this, and this is the second one that Wolverine has in the state of Michigan, this is just adding to that portfolio, adding more green renewable energy to our overall portfolio.
There you go. And so an overall great feeling that everyone's kind of pulling together and moving in a direction that's more sound and safe and energy, well, you know, environmental. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to get some more information, where can they learn more about this?
The easiest place to do is you can go to our website, teammidwest.com, or you can go directly to spartansolar.com. Again, this isn't an asset that we own. We have it on our property, but it's owned by Spartan Solar through Wolverine.
Okay.
But it's available and accessible to any electric customer of Midwest Energy and Communications. And, you know, again, it's a great way to participate in something meaningful. If that's important to you, it's a very easy, accessible way to participate in something meaningful and give back.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Patty, for the information on the Community Solar Program.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.